Okay, today...
Actually, to get an answer, you should worry. Maybe one of the nurses using his phone.
Today is Daf Pei Zayin. We are on Pei Zayin, first word. We'll go back to the Gemara on Pei Vav and Beis. And today we'll learn for Refuah Shleima, for Shimon Tzvi ben Peril, and for Moshe Shmuel ben Basia Bela. They should have Refuah Shleimas. So, the Gemara said that Lememra, Dionia Osa Dafkahu. Right, the Mishnah had said that if somebody hears that she made an eder, she, and he thinks it's his wife, and it turns out it's really his daughter, so we said, that's no good. You have to do it again. Right? Why? Because, lememra, dini osa dafka, it's dafka. Now, we're going to ask the question from totally left field. I, v'hagabe karoyim, when it comes to tearing kriya, dichsiv, it says, al-al, it says al-al, dichsiv, al-shol, al-yonasan bino, that David tore kriya for shol and for yonasan, v'tanya, amrulo, meis aviv. If someone says your father died, vikara, and he tears kriya, v'achakach nimsa bino, and then it turns out it was really his son, yotzi de kriya, he's yotzi de kriya. What do you see from here? You don't have to have such complete knowledge. You made a mistake. So if he's made for the nether for the wife, and it really was for the daughter, why do you have to do it again? You don't have to tear kriya again. Right? I mean, what kind of question? No! They told him, your father died. Oh, that's such sad news, I'm so sad. Oh, he made a mistake. It was your son who died.
But he did kriya, right?
I did kriya, right? 20 minutes ago. What?
And then he found out his son was alive.
Yeah, that, a few minutes. Right. That means he doesn't have to do kriya again.
When?
That day.
Why that day? When the son's alive.
What?
Not for the son, for the father.
For the father. He thought the father, he made a mistake. He tore kriya.
The father died.
Right, they told him the father died. And it turns out, no, it really was the son. Does he have to do kriya again? No. Why not? He tore kriya already. I made a mistake, so what? So I come over here by Nadar with some Achmir. So, Amri Lokash, it's not a Kasha. Habistam, Habimafarish. The question is, what did they tell this guy? What did they tell this guy? So the Ran says in the last wide line, first skinny line, Lo kasha hastahu ha detanya amrulo meis aviv v'kara yotza. When they tell him your father died and he tore kriya, and then they said no, really it was your son. Lav dafka b'sha amrulo b'perish meis aviv. They didn't tell him his father died. Ela sha amrulo b'perish meis. They told him he died. What? He's in the hospital, he's in the lobby, and they come and tell him, by the way, we're so sorry he died. He, of course, assumes it's his father, who's upstairs in the ICU. Visavir, visavur, aviv. They thought it was his father. Vinimtsa, but no, that was a total, his father's still alive. He's still hanging on. The son was in an accident or something, and the son died. And they told him unclearly. Ubaha yatsi de kriya, that's where his good kriya. Why is it good kriya? Because when he was... Exactly. He was thinking it was his father, so I don't care what he was thinking. No one ever told him anything. So it's called Kriya Stam. Stam Kriya. That's okay. Avo b'mefaresh, sh'amru lo meis aviv. But they told him, your father died. Vikara al-daskein. And he tore Kriya with that intention. Lo yatza, he's not yotze, the al-daska. Because you have to tear Kriya for the right person. When they told him his father died, they didn't really tell him his father died, they said he died.
He just changed the price.
Correct. Right, exactly. And therefore, since they told him he died, not your father, that's considered stam, and therefore it's good. Over here, right, Vatanya, and we'll keep on reading, and then we looked at a braitha, Bini Chusa, right? Amrulo, Meis Aviv. They told him his father died. Vikari Tor Kriya. Ve'achach Nimsa Beno. And turns out it really was his son. Lo Yotze De Kriya. He's not Yotze. Amrulo, Meis Lo Meis. If they told him that you had a death, he died. They said it vaguely. He died. Visavar, Vikasavar Aviv Hu. and he thought it was his father. It wasn't his father. They were unclear. It should have been more clear. But in the meantime, it wasn't the father. Yotzi de kriya. That is Yotze. His Yotze is kriya. Right? What? Right. So this Mishnah is not a machlokes on our Mishnah at all. Why? Because kriya also has to be specific. The only time it'll work, this Bryce has said it's going to work, is if they told him stam. That's unusual. Unusual thing. Okay. That's one answer to answer this. Answer the
Mishnah though is exactly this case. They didn't specify it was his wife. They said she made the nether and he thought wife.
What?
The case of the Mishnah is they said that she made a nether and he thought wife.
Right.
And not daughter. That's the same case of this other, of the second Bryce. They say he died. He thought father. He was really son. And the creed was good. So the
question is, how does this work?
It's not wrong.
Right. So it's exactly right. I'm sorry. So it's the same thing. If they said your daughter made an eder and they told him that, and then it turned out it was not true, you're right. You guys have to do it again. What if he said she made an eder? Who's she? He thought it's his wife. That would be good. Same exact thing. All the same. That's one answer. I know, it's from left field, no?
Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, tomorrow, the Gemara is going to have a machlokes that, let's say a guy doesn't know he's allowed to be made for his wife's nedarim. He never knew, didn't come that day to Daf Yomi. He didn't know that. And then he finds out. 6 months later. By the way, you could have made for that. So can he make for it now? He knew about it. He knew about it. He told him that day. But he never knew the halacha. So the Gemara is going to say that not the machlokes tomorrow, whether it's a full yediyah is good, is considered yediyah or not. It's a three-way machlokes tomorrow. Okay? The Gemara is going to bring a raya from that, from a blind person killing somebody. Whether a blind person goes to Ari Miklot. Because it says over there, who yada. A blind person, how he doesn't see, doesn't know what he's doing. So, could you imagine that the connection is more far-fetched than this?
Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. So anyway, that's one answer. Rav Ashi gives an entirely another answer to the question. How can it be that by kriya it's good, and our Mishnah it's not good? Right? They got the wrong person. The Bryce by kriya said it's fine. Our Mishnah said it's not fine. How can that be? What's the difference? What's the answer? Where am I? Rav Ashi says like this. Where am I? Rav Ashi Amar, Khan, when the Braisa here by Kriya said it's good, is betoch kedei dibor. Is you changed toch kedei dibor. Khan, but our Mishnah was acha kedei dibor. It was afterwards. Ha dekamar te yati de Kriya. When did the Braisa say that the Kriya is a good Kriya? Even though you made a mistake, shenim tzibno, you found out it was, you thought it was your father, you found out it was your son, right? Betoch kedei dibor, you realize the mistake, the kriya is still good. You don't have to do another kriya, then it's good. Why is it good? Because it's one long knowledge. You thought it was your father, a second later you thought, no, it was your son. You did the kriya, that's good. Why is it good? Again, because it's within Toch Kedei Dibor. What's Toch Kedei Dibor? What is that? Right? What is that? It's the time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. It's a machlokas. There's the Brewer in a few places says one, says the other. It's basically 2 seconds. 2-3 seconds, right? You realize in the middle of that time that it's the wrong person, that's good. Ha, the Marta loyati de kriya lachak de dibor. When would it not be good? Like you said, the day later. It's not good, right? That would not be good. Same thing with nedarim. If it's talking de dibor, it's good. And if it's after kedei dibor, it's no good. Okay. If you look at the Ran, we're gonna do a bunch of Rans now because this is actually a relevant topic. So the Ran says in the Ran of Rav Ashi, he says, Rav Ashi lo asala fluge. He's not really arguing ahadina de stam devade mode be yotzi de kriya. He agrees that by stam you could be yotzi de kriya, even if it's beyond kedei dibor. He would agree with that. The brisa muchacha hachi behedya de stam yata, because we had a brisa that said that. Right, we said about Tanya, you know, that a brisa, that if you say it's tam, it's good, the kriya. Same thing with hafara and hakama. Same thing. Ella, tichihechi delo nidchok nefishin brisa diktani amrula meis aviv lav dafka parashina chwina kidefarish nami. Now, so what's the Ran saying? What Mati said? It's not what the brisa said. We're changing the brisa. Rav Ashi doesn't dispute the halacha of that, but we're changing the brisa around. So Rav Ashi, I'd rather not do that. So I'll come up with another. I don't disagree with that, all that Torah. I don't disagree with it. But I'll come up with another answer. The other answer is Tokhi de Dibor. Right? Yeah. And the Ran says, Ubekahai gav the nami bahafara of hakama the masnis and diktani yachzav v'yefer kish amrulo acha kadei dibor tafara rishana shahay sabito. If you wake up after talk kadei dibor and the wrong person, then you have to do it again. If within kadei dibor, it would be good, right? And now we'll learn back to the Gemara v'hatanya, and we learned in a brisa. Mishi yesh lo chol lebesoch beso, a guy has a sick person in his house, vinis aleith, and he fainted, right? Ukimeduma shemes v'kara, it looked like he died. He wasn't sure, it looked like he died. In those days, I didn't have doctors. So he thought he died. V'kara, he tore kriya, v'achakach meis, he wasn't, then he died. So he tore kriya too early. Is that good? Lo yotzi, they kriya. You don't, that doesn't go, that's not good. You can't do kriya in advance. Amr Shem ben Padi, Amr Bishu ben Levi, Mishu bar Kapara, Lo Shal El Shemez Acha Kedei Dibor. That's only true if he died after Tol Kedei Dibor. Then your kriya is too early. Ella Avo B'Tol Kedei Dibor, but if it's Tol Kedei Dibor, Kedibor Dami, it's as if you're still talking, it's as if you're still doing kriya, right? And therefore it would be good. Just know, many of the Achronim say from here, if it ever comes up, you see from here that actions also have a Toch Kedei Dibor element, not just talking, right? You say Yal, you say Yom Sukkos Hazeh. It's not Sukkos, it's Shavuos. So Toch Kedei Dibor, you can change your mind, right? That's his word. That's talking. That's what Toch Kedei Dibor. 99% of where Toch Kedei Dibor comes up is in davening. That's 99% of where it comes up, right? But you see from here, if you can think of a case, like over here, what, like this. He tore kriya early. But if it's talking to the neighbor, it's good. That's a maisa. You did a maisa of kriya. Not just talking, right? Not the hilchasa, the halacha is, talk to the neighbor, kedibor dami. Talk to the neighbor is good. Chutz, except for four cases. Megadeth, if you curse Hashem, Oved Avodah Zarah, you worship El Kochavim, you worship idols, Mekadesh, you'd marry a woman, Umagarish, you'd divorce a woman. Let's see the Ran of Vehilchasa. So he says like this, Ubeperek Yesh Nochlin, Lochashiv Elatrei. In Baba Basra, the Gemara says only two things are not included. What are they? Avodas Kochav and Vikidushin. And over here we have two more things, Megadeth and Gerushin. So the Ran says, don't blow plagid to Megadeth Bechal Avodas Kochavim. Megadeth, even though it has nothing to do with Avodas Zarah. Right, Avodas Zarah is, I want to worship that. And God, Megadeth is God, I don't like you. It's included. And Megaresh Bechal Megadesh. Megaresh is included in Kedushin. The Iskesh Yitzir La'Avaya. Because Gerushin and Kedushin are connected. Fine. Now, Megadeth, what does Megadeth mean? Hainu, she'im godath, if you curse God, v'chazar bo toch kedei divor, I was just joking, lo have chazara, it's not a chazara. And therefore, you could be prosecuted for cursing God. Vodas gechavim, not same thing. She'im amar vodas gechavim elayata, this idol is my God, right? V'chazar bo, and you take it back, toch kedei, I was just joking, lo have chazara, it doesn't count. Hamakadesh umagaresh shim kidesh ugiresh, if you give a woman a ring and say I am vikadeshly in front of Aiden, and then you say I was just kidding, well, the same thing with a get, v'chazar bo toch kedei dibor lo motzi hazar bei, you can't take it back. What? Here's your get, lady. I was just joking.
You have to say no to accept the get.
What?
You decided not to accept it.
No, she accepted it. Oh, but then you said, I didn't really mean to give it. I was just joking.
Right.
That's a maisa.
That's action.
But that doesn't work.
Right.
I take it back.
I
know, but didn't I just say 5 minutes ago that even action is the same
thing?
Yeah, yeah. Right. But that doesn't work.
Take it back.
Why are these different? Where'd the rabbis get this from? Why is this different? So the Ran gives one answer. He says, "Venir be'enai, the bishar mili, other things, deluchem miri kulahai." Not so. What are the consequences? I said the wrong yalav yavo. Big deal, right? The kishadam osa osam lo begmar daita hu osa. In fact, he's not so definitive in his mind. Ela daita shiachal achzor dachin nivor. People always do that. They live their lives. I didn't mean it. I can take it back. It's not so serious. That's how people live their lives. Avohani, but these, you don't do that when it comes to a marriage. Nobody does that. They might do it when they come to shul. What's today? What day of Rosh Chodesh is it? What day of Sukkot is Chalamoy? I don't know if the wrong. Oh, some big deal. You don't do that when it comes to a marriage.
It was always on an accident.
What? Right, exactly.
Yours on an accident.
Exactly. What is it? It's a conscious decision. Am I marrying this person or not? I don't joke around. Right? I have no doubt that in the course of Jewish history, some teenagers messed around with this Kedushin business. I have no doubt about that. Right? I have no doubt about that.
As a joke,
as agent, there's no doubt it happened. But that's a normal thing. People don't just wake up one morning and fall over, hey, I'll marry you. I was just joking. No one does that. They might do it when it comes to davening. They're half asleep. That can happen.
On an accident.
Avohani, given the chemiri kulehai. A lot of consequences to these things. In adam oset osam elabaskama gemura. Nobody does them unless they're 100% certain. So what do you mean, here's your get now, is just joking. I take it back. Nobody does that. Therefore it doesn't work. Now, Reisi Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman Zal, the Ramban, the Perek Yesh Nochlin, Kasav B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, he gives a different reason. The Tok Kedidibur Kedibur Dami, the Takantu, the Takan Rabbanon, it's a Takana. Why is it a Takana? Listen to this Ran. Listen to what the Ramban says. Mishum Talmud Alokeach Mekach, let's say a student, is in the store, and he's buying an item. And he's debating, should I buy it, should I not? He's back and forth, and he's buying the item, and all of a sudden his Rebbe walks into the store. His Rebbe walks in. Upagabo Rabbo. She yachal litin lo shalom. You have to say hello to the Rebbe. You can't ignore the Rebbe. So that period of time is not cheshbon into the purchase issue. It's beyond the purchase price. In other words, I'm negotiating with this guy. Am I buying it? Am I not? Am I agreeing upon a price? All of a sudden, a Rebbe walks in. I have to stop and say hello to my Rebbe. So that time doesn't accrue to this transaction. You hear? What? What do you mean? What do you mean? Yeah. What? No. So even if I said okay, I'll buy it, I didn't have a chance to even say that. That's my final price. Why didn't I have a chance to say that? Because the Rebbe walked in. So that time that I spoke to my Rebbe is not part of the equation, and now I'm allowed to say, you know what? I take it back. You know what? That's my final price. You have a few seconds to say that. Why? Because your Rebbe walked in, and it's normal life to stop to say hello to your Rebbe. Then the Ran says, "V'hishu midosei and rechal mili barhani." And every other transaction in the world has the same kula of tokh de dibor. Why? Because the one case when you're in the store and your Rebbe walks in, we apply it to yalav yava, and apply it to everything. You hear this? But the Ran says, "V'lo nihi v'lo nichali." I don't like that answer. Why? How can Bezdin do that? How can Bezdin say, right? No, it's not a sale. Why? Because he stopped it. The whole thing's made up by the rabbis. Well, the first answer also, it's made up by the rabbis. What's the first answer? The first answer is that when people say something, they don't really mean it unless they're definite, except for these four. Right? So when you really say something, you always, it's a built-in window of taking something back. That's not the Ramban doesn't say that at all. The Ramban says the whole thing, you're in the store, your Rebbe walks in, you can stop to say hello to him. So then the Ramban says, well, what kind of halach is that? How does that undo? And then we apply that to everything. So how can that undo my davening? What kind of answer is that? So the Ramban doesn't like the Ramban doesn't like that second answer, but it's an interesting answer. Okay. Okay, next. Amra, konim to einim va'anavim elu shani toemeth. If she says, I'm making a neder on olives, on to einim, our date, our figs, va'anavim and grapes. Kayim le to einim, kulo kayim. If you mekayim the to einim, the whole thing is kayim. Why? Because the rule is, neder shakayim miksaso, kayim kulo. It's a very simple rule. Hafel le to einim, if you mefer the to einim, Eino mefer adchiye for afla nothim. Being made for half is nothing until you're made for the everything. Why?
That's what we learned before. We learned before that made for mixos like made for kula.
No, so one second. It's a three machlokas. So here, what do we do in this Mishnah? That we don't say hey for mixos or hey for kula. Not only that, it's made for zero. You're not even made for the half part you're made for. Right? Amra. Konim te eina shani toemeth. Va'anava shani toemeth. If she broke it up like that, hare elu shtei nedarim, it's considered two nedarim. Okay? Now, Mani Mastisin, who is the author of our Mishnah that said what? That you can't be made for in parts? It's Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya. It says, Isha yikemenu, the Isha yifeirenu. Amra konim te'enim va'anavim elu, right? Shani to'emes, kayim lute'enim kulo kayim. Yeah, if you're mekayim mitzaso, you're kayim kulo. Why? So Tosfos says, and the Ran says it later, because the word yikaimenu is like a double word. It's like two words. It's kayim nu. I'm mekayim part of it, and if you're mekayim part of it, you're mekayim all of it. However, turn the page. Hafer te'enim, but if you made for the te'enim, ain't a mufer anchiyafer aflan ozim. To Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's exactly what our Mishnah said, the same thing. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no. Harehu Omer, Isha Yikaimenu, V'Isha Yifarenu. What's the difference in Yikaimenu and Yifarenu? Right? Ma Yikaimenu Mimenu. So the Yikaimenu means even part of it. As Yifarenu, Yif Mimenu. So too, Yifarenu also means part of it. So Rabbi Akiva argues, says, no, you can't be made for a part of another. Rabbi Shmuel miksiv yafar mimenu says Rabbi Shmuel it doesn't say that in the pasuk. So Rabbi Akiva says back, well, Rabbi Akiva makish hafara lahakama. You make a hekish mahakama mimenu afafar mimenu. Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, I disagree with you. And if you made for part, you made for all of it. It's just machlokas. If you made for part, you made for all of it, or you only made for the part you made for. That's the third shita, right? We'll see that in a minute. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, zud divrei Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva. That's the two of them. Avil chachamim omrim, makish hakama la'afara. Ma afara, ma shehefer hefer, afakama, ma shekayim, kayim. Right? So what do we have? We have a three machlokas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if you make him part of it, you make him the whole thing. According to Rabbi Akiva, hafara is the same story. You make for part of it, you made for the whole thing. And according to the Chachamim, right, even if you make him part of it, you only make him part of it. Right? Those are the three shitas.
But how far from the Chachamim?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, the next one.
What do you mean? Right.
That's if the Mishnah is giving you an example.
But that's two nedarim. That's like two different nedarim.
Exactly.
So then these rules don't apply. You're not being made for part of it.
The Mishnah tells us.
What? To let you know that if you say it like that, it's two nedarim. So it doesn't even get off the ground.
Not because he's giving it as an example.
No. Just to let you know, that's two nedarim. If you say it twice, it's two nedarim. I said it in one breath, still two nedarim. So you can be made for them unrelated. Good? One more line. Amra konim te eina. What if she said konim te eina that I'm eating, and another that I'm eating, it's two nedarim. Amar Ravava Mastisim Shimini, that the Mishnah is like Rav Shimon, the Amar who said Ad Shiyom Shvu L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. You have to say a Shvu to each and every one. What does that mean? Look at the Ran on the first wide line. Amar Ravava Beperek Shvuos Hapikadni. The Tanan Hasim we learned over there in Mitzvah Shvuos. Hani Chamisha Tovin Oso. Five people come over to you and say you owe me money. Five people come over and say you owe me money. Each one says you owe me $100. Vamar Shvua, I swear, Shein Lucha, Lo Lucha, Lo Lucha, right? You say that, not to you, not you, not you. Chayiv al kol echad v'echad. And of course you lie. So you chayiv each and every one. It's five Shvuas you made. Rav Shimon Omer, Ad Shiyomar Shvua al kol echad v'echad. No, you have to be more specific. I make a Shvua against you, and I make a Shvua against you. Hachanami. Lo chashivu l'shnei nedarim. It's not considered two nedarim. Ad shita omar sh'ani to'emes l'kol echad ve'echad. You have to say, I'm not going to taste that. I'm not going to taste that. Aval im amra konim sh'ani to'emes lo te'ein of lo anava. But if you say, Mati, I'm not going to taste not this and not that, not the other thing. Reb Shimon neder echad havi. That would be one neder according to Reb Shimon. Why? Because the tasting is only said one time, and that's what you're doing. L'rabbanan havi l'shnei nedarim. According to the Rabbanan, it would be two nedarim. Kavarkasafti Lamala Peperek Postkin the Kaim Lankur of Shimon. Okay. Okay, good? Next Mishnah. Yodeya Anishiesh Nidarim. I know there's Nidarim. I know. I see on the shelf it says Mesachas Nidarim. I know that. Aval any Yodeya, 1 second. Aval any Yodeya Shiesh Mefirin. But I didn't know such a thing as being made for an Eder. I never knew that. Doesn't say that, and doesn't say Mesechus Mefarim. It just says Mesechus Nedarim. I knew it was Nedarim. I didn't know you could be made for Nedar. Wow! I didn't know a husband could do that. So the halacha is Yefer. He could be made for it. Why? When? So the Ran says Yefer La'achamikan. A month later, a year later, 10 years later. Kishinodelo Shabal Yachal Lehecher. Whenever the husband finds out he has his right, Yefer. Toch Oso Yom Shinodalo. He has that day in which he discovered such an idea, he can be made for it. The Ara Hu Yoma.
So the discussion can play deeper.
What?
Another allegory, a whole discussion can play deeper. That if you said you didn't know that was an editor.
No, he didn't know.
No, he had the wrong person. You knew.
He didn't know.
No, he had the wrong person. In that Mishnah, he thought it was his mother, his wife, it really was his daughter. He had the wrong person, that's all. Here, he knows all the halachas over there, he just had the wrong person. They told him the wrong person. Over here, Dada Hu Yoma, Lo Karina Be Yom Shamo. Until you know all the facts, it's not called Yom Shamo. It's not called the day you heard. Okay? Now, back to the Mishnah. Yodea Ani Sheyesh Mefirin. I know I'm allowed to be made for Nadar. I know, every husband knows that. I know that. Aval eini yodea sheze neder. But I didn't know she made a neder. I don't know what a neder is. I know, I heard, I went to Kyle Chassin class, they told me, by the way, you can make for your wife's Nadar. I said, okay, I wrote it down in my notebook. But I don't know what a neder is. But I didn't know she made a neder. Now what? Reb Meir Omer, lo yefer. V'chachamim Omerim yefer. Now it's a machlokes. What this means. We'll do the Ran inside because we have time. Reb Meir says, Lo Yefer. Look at the Ran. Ikeman da Amar, Lo Yefer Klal Kamar. He can never be made for it. That day he sure didn't made for it because he didn't know it was an Eder. Then he went to Daf Yomi. He learned the Tekkas of Darim. He said, remember 2 months ago you made an Eder? My wife made an Eder. Can I be made for that now? I didn't know what an Eder was. Now I learned. I had spinning from the Tekkas of Darim. I know she made an Eder. So according to Reb Meir, she can't make him, he can't be made for it at all. Why? Lo hayom, not that day. Velo achar shehodi'u. Not even after he knows about it. She yachal achar. Why? Hayom delo mikri yom shomo. Today, when I find it's not the day I heard it, I heard it. I heard about it 6 months ago. She hei nefer. Elikish yodea she yachal hefer. Velo achar shehodi'u. And now that I know she yachal hefer, now you can't do it now. Why? Because it's not really Yom Shabbat, is it? Mishum, because the idea kamaisel l'gabish lo yuchal l'hafar achar mikan Yom Shabbat mikri kvar v'avar. It's too late. The fact that you didn't know was a neder, that's not called not having all the facts. Therefore, you can never be made for it. You can't be married for the day you heard it. Why? Because you didn't know anything. Now, what about now? Now it's not called the day you heard it.
Sure.
I added partial knowledge. According to this version, it's not considered partial knowledge.
So how come in the previous case they didn't argue the same thing?
Because that is called partial knowledge.
Why?
So that little one minute. The Chacham Omrim Yefer Biyom Zeh. No, the Chacham said you can be made for it when? Today. What's today? The day you found out that you can be made for it, that it was an Eder. I didn't know. Now I know a year later I can do it today. The Sfirulei, the Mitzvah Yediya can call Yediya.
Does he have 24 hours?
Yes. Avol Kol Sha'avar Yomo Shuv Eino Mefer. The Yom HaKam Yom Shal Mikri L'Nizhachal Hefer Bo. But you see what the Chachamim say? When does he have to be made for it? The day he heard about it. I know. When he heard about it, I didn't know it was a neder. Too bad on him. Why? Because the Chacham hold partial knowledge is considered knowledge. Right? The sphere like the mixas yediyah could call yediyah. Aval, kal, sha'avar, yomo, shuv, eno, mayfair. Once that day passes, you can't be made for it. I didn't know it was a neder. Yeah, but you knew you could be made for it if it was. You knew that. Therefore, you knew something. Knowing something is like knowing everything. The Yom Kama Yom Shamo Mikri Lidis Yachal Hefer Bo Ulidin She'en Yachal Hefer Mikam Laba. That's one version. Vikamanda Omar Tichi Omar Me'elo Yefer. When Rebbe says you can't Dafka B'Yom Shal Achrav Kamar, he only means any other day. Avul B'Yom Bo B'Yom Made for B'Yadizu. The fact that you know you could be made for Nedarim, that's enough knowledge. So if you're a big Amoritz but you went to Chassid class and you know you're allowed to be made for Nedarim but you don't know what a Neder is, then anytime your wife says something, I'm made for that. Maybe it's an Ezer. That's what you have to do. Right? Good morning. I'm made for that. Right? Why? Because you don't know what to do. Well, just in case. And if you blow that day, you lose it. The sphere like, Kivon Shehu, Yodea Sheesh Nedarim. You know there's such a kind of Nedarim. Vyesh Mafirin. And you also know you can be made for them. You do a Gemurah Mikri. That's called full knowledge. Afal Pisha, Yodea Sheesh Nedarim. Even though you're not as a Bucky, you're not as Nedarim. That's enough. That's all you need. The Chama Om Yefer B'Yom Shel Achrav. The Chama said no. You can make for it later. The Sfirulei the Kivon the Yoma Kama Lohavi Yada Shezen Neder Lo Mikri Yedia. You didn't know it was a Neder. That's not called Yedia. The second version is much better than the first, right?
Either way, it's a good Pesach for later on.
Right. Interesting. Right. So now, very interesting. So what do you see from here? So first of all, the Gemara assumes that the Chachamim are Rabbi Yehuda, who always argue on Remeir. That's the first thing. Right? So what do you see from here? Verminu. So what do you see from here? That according to Remeir, does Remeir like partial Yedia? No. Right? What does Remeir say? Lo Yefer. What? And the Chachamim Omrim, Yefer. Why Yefer? Because you didn't have full Yedia, and now they have full Yedia, you could be made for it. Verminu, 1 second. It says in the Torah below Ra'os that you killed somebody b'shogeg without seeing. You didn't see. It wouldn't, if you saw, you wouldn't have done it. It was an accident. Below Ra'os, you didn't see Prat L'Suma. That doesn't include a Suma, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Meir Omer, no, L'Rambam says a Suma. No, a Suma is included. Right? A Suma is included. Why is a Suma included? Why is the Summa included? Right? Look at the Ran. Rav Meir Omer L'Rabba says the Summa. We have another minute. The Kivon the Ithle Mixas Yediyah. You have a partial Yediyah. A blind person is not totally in, you know? Shemargish Hu Kishabazu Etzlo. He can sense when somebody's nearby. So what are you shooting a gun for? You're blind person. You know there's a guy's over there. You know he's there. Right? Afal Pi She'en Lo Yediyah Gemura. Not 100% sure though. Why? Because you can't see. She'ein yachol l'kavin mekomo mamish. You don't know exactly where he's standing. Kivin she'ein ra'uhu. Since, but you can't see. Afilu hachi havin bechal yediyah. That's considered a good enough yediyah. So what do you see from here? Right? That Reb Meir, before held of only full yediyah I'm holding from, by Suma holds opposite. And Reb Yehuda, who was makel by full Yediyah, here is opposite. That's the Kasha. You hear that, Kasha? And tomorrow we'll do the answer. The answer is going to be, don't compare apples and oranges. Why we don't say that by the Kriya, I don't know. But here we're going to say, yeah, but what are you comparing? You're comparing a Suma and killing Meshogeg to knowing about Nadar. It has nothing to do with each other. All right, well, tomorrow, everybody have a very good day.
Right.